Hub 88 is on a mission to solidify its identity as a leading full-service provider, making sure the company differentiates in a very competitive marketplace where operators and providers are getting more selective. The new direction solidifies Hub 88's commitment to offering more than iGaming content by becoming an all-compassing provider. Welcome to the podcast, Mark. Let me start off with asking a question about what we can expect to see from Hub 88 this year. You recently revealed a new brand identity along with the vision to transform your offering. So what can we expect?
Thanks, Lena. Thanks for having me. It's nice to see you. Yeah, so 24, I mean, we're already at the end of Q1. It's crazy. We're rebranded, as you said, rightly. And I think it's important that rebranding is a part of a bigger picture, right? You know, you come out with a rebrand, but you have to have something more holistic to offer as a part of that rebrand. And we're always trying to be ahead of the curve, addressing our customers' desires and needs. So for Hub this year, it incorporates, you know, a whole host of different propositions, from new suppliers to different types of supplier content. I know, for example, we've onboarded a customer called BitBlox, who've got this really cool crypto trading game. You know, and it's about bringing things to customers that perhaps they didn't realize they needed. Or conversely, it's about getting them what exactly they want. You know, we support our customers to go off and get suppliers that they don't have, that they really need. From an infrastructure perspective, our platform has been, you know, further bolstered, with our APIs being further secured. And we're introducing a lot more around our financial services. So we are in the very fortunate position whereby we have a bank, and that bank connects into what we're going to call Hub Wallet. And therefore, our vendors and our customers will be able to utilize the Hub Wallet functionality to pay us and to receive money to them so they can keep it in that ecosystem really easily. We're also looking into and developing further, you know, I don't like to use the term AI because it's very a la mode, and I'm not quite sure that anyone really knows what AI is or does. We've actually been using it for quite some time. And we have a games recommendation engine within Hub, which listens to the biggest turnover and biggest volume per market per game. And then casinos can pull that API through, and then it updates their lobbies with the top games per market by the network that we see.
Okay. Sounds very useful information for your clients to have.
Yeah, exactly that. There's always going to be tweaks and upgrades, but I think that's the main things coming from our side. The client area is going to be a big thing, starting off with the operator client area, which will allow operators to be able to come in and essentially do everything that they need to do within that client area, from choosing content to paying bills to onboarding new suppliers, et cetera, et cetera. It's just we exist to provide security via an API integration, and we exist to supply our customers with good content and connect suppliers and customers and solve their problems. So that's what we shall continue to do.
Yeah, that sounds great. And just to sort of clarify, if there's any misunderstanding about the different brands, you're part of YOLO Group, but Hub 88 also has exclusive studios under their brand, right? You've got Bombay, you've got One Touch. Is that still the case? They're still sort of part of the wider ecosystem.
You are absolutely correct. Yeah. So YOLO is our parent entity. And underneath that, we have four key verticals, and that's our B2C brands. So Sports Bet and Bit Casino and others. Whale. If you haven't seen Whale, I urge anyone who listens to this to get on Telegram right now and go to Whale. It's a bot and you'll be blown away.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have to do that. That's news to me. I'll definitely go check it out.
Yeah, it's a Telegram casino. It's amazing. It's unreal. It's super cool. So yes, Lena, you're right. We do have these brands underneath the YOLO entity. And excitingly, actually, after we had successes with our Bombay Live Dealer product, we've actually taken a strategic decision to make it even better for our customers. And we've listened to some feedback from our partners. And we're actually going to be introducing a new brand of Live Dealer to the market. And that brand will be called Live 88. So you can see there the instant tie-in with Hub 88. And the question will be, why? Does the industry need another Live brand? And yes, it does. And the reason it does is because there's a lot of Me Too out there at the minute, and there's a lot of similarities between all of the Live suppliers. What we're going to be doing with Live 88 is really making it customizable for the operator. So from a look and feel perspective, Live 88 will be more community-based. In the future, not right now, there'll be fun things such as being able to instantly share on your social channels from Live 88, encouraging people to share clips of the dealer having fun. Live dealer has got a bit staid. It's got a little bit stressed. It's fun. Let's not forget where we come from and that we're an entertainment industry. Entertainment in the live dealer space is about the community that you're in. It's about sharing in that entertainment if you choose to. And it's about the relationship that you as the player have with the dealer. And it's also about the fun that you can have whilst you're waiting to place a bet on a roulette table, in the chat, et cetera, et cetera. We'll also allow customers to customize their lobbies. So if you launched Lena Bets, you could have Lena Bets Live, just all branded up for you in the lobby. So we're really excited about it. We're officially launching on May the 13th, and we'll be obviously making a big thing about it at iGaming Next, where we're the headline sponsor with Hub 88. So it's really exciting, lots of work.
Yeah.
Mostly for the studio and for the product teams and all that sort of thing. But we're very, very excited by it. But it should be really good for the industry, we think.
Yeah, sounds like a great initiative. Like, for what you say, it's been sort of a stale and a bit a vertical that hasn't necessarily seen a lot of innovation. So that'll be fantastic to see what happens with that. You recently announced two partnerships in Argentina with Betsson and Betano. So could you tell us more about Hub 88's plans in the country, as well as the wider LATAM region that's on everyone's lips at the moment? What makes you stand out in that market? And are there any particular challenges as well?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely delighted to be partnering with Betsson and Betano down there. Obviously, two massive tier one operators in our industry. And as you rightly say, LATAM as a continent is blowing up. Point of difference in Argentina, and especially in Buenos Aires province, is that we're the only license holder of Live Dealer Studios down there. We are able to support people with Live Dealer in Buenos Aires province. We also have a studio in Argentina, a Live Dealer studio, and we have a very, very experienced team on the ground in LATAM. So not only are we able to offer our trademark robust tech selection of content, but we also are able to support the customers with the correct currencies, the correct denominations in currencies. So we've done all the legwork with the operators, and we've got all the licenses that are needed if they are needed, and we've done all of the currency swaps, and we're there again supporting our customer partners. We've also recently gone live with Bet365 down there as well. So it's really exciting times. It's a very different market. It's a lot of high volume and low value. So the old servers get a little bit heated of a weekend. But no, it's an exciting market. And of course, one of the studios which is a part of our family is Coleta, and Coleta Brazilian Studio. So again, we have that kind of Brazilian market knowledge with the video bingos. And I find it fascinating, really, because if you look at Brazil, for example, the number one provider in Brazil is PGSoft, which nobody would have thought. And what happened was PGSoft went viral on TikTok about 6 months ago. They're the number one supplier in the whole of Brazil. So it's just interesting how different things work in different markets.
Yeah, that is fascinating. And I mean, that brings challenges, right? But that also makes it more fun as a European supplier trying to enter a new region.
Absolutely right. And I think what's lovely about LATAM is a lot of people are going in with curiosity. There's a lot more openness, there's a lot more sharing, and there's a willingness for the rising tide to lift all ships scenario. At least that's how it feels anyway. And then, of course, you've got Peru coming into regulation. Colombia's already regulated. And I think that it's a developing story and positive one at that. So we're very pleased to be there.
Yeah, it has a lot of potential, and it's still an emerging phase. So it's still up for grabs, right, for anyone to come in and take market share.
100%. We'll be there with them, supporting them should they require us to.
Excellent. And what other markets are currently a key focus for Hub 88 outside of the LATAM region?
We've got our kind of key markets that we've always had. We've always been very focused on Asia. We're probably one of the first certainly aggregators, not casinos, to focus on Asia. And again, that comes with its intricacies, that comes with its idiosyncrasies. The markets that we see growing currently, like you've just mentioned, LATAM, it's a continent, obviously, but it's LATAM, it's Asia, it's the same sorts of things. I live in hope that maybe one day France will regulate, and I think maybe the Kindred position points to that potentially happening. So I think if and when that happens, then yeah, that'd be very exciting.
Yeah, for sure. So moving on to sort of what makes Hub 88 unique, what makes you stand out in the marketplace. Hub Market is an interesting proposition. What was the thinking behind that, and how does it support your operator partners?
It's a great question. The whole kind of ethos behind the YOLO group is that the mantra that we have is fun, fast, and fair. And I think that is such a beautiful working mantra, because we do have fun, we do work fast, and we are fair. And when we think of anything that we do, any proposition we bring out, we're always thinking about what does the customer want? What's going to benefit our customer? And the other advantage we have as an aggregator is that we have our own B2C brands in sports betting, Bit Casino. So if something is of use to them as brands, then we believe that it probably will be of use to other B2C brands. There's no crossover. There's no kind of cannibalization if we use it and someone else uses it. So, for example, we have in there Interactive, whom are reactivation specialists. And anyone can benefit from a reactivation company, certainly with their skill set and their quality. So a lot of these companies we have a vested interest in, and we partner with them, we bring them into the marketplace, and we offer them out to our partners. The way it's different from just being a content provider is that they are part of the family, if you will, and we can sort of facilitate introductions more easily and work on a more strategic level rather than it just being kind of a commoditized process.
That sounds great. I mean, collaboration is something that I think the industry could definitely benefit a lot more from. You know, everyone has experience and expertise, but it's often people keep their cards close to their chest, right? And they don't want to share the keys to the castle or their success stories necessarily, because you don't want to be copied. But yeah, I think that's great. And just add to that story, actually, because I sort of forget. Can you just kind of give a brief explanation of what Hub Market is for those who don't know what it is?
Yeah, of course. So the marketplace, it's an area within Hub 88 whereby there's 9-10 companies in there, Proto, an AI bot, 1.io, our bank, TradeArt, the sports odds feeds that we offer. And you can connect directly with them via the Hub back office. It's like an instant, there you go, this is something that will supercharge your business. And in my mind's eye, I don't see it like Netflix anymore. I think that Netflix UI conversation is a bit old in the tooth now, because the Netflix UI actually isn't that good. I view it as more like a Shopify, a more kind of an Amazon style, where you drag and drop, tick, I want that one. No, I don't want that one. And actually, that's how the new client area will look when it's launched, in that you can go in and you just click on the suppliers that you want. Click, 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 and it will automatically calculate the rates and off you go. Again, we talked about AI earlier. I think that automation comes before AI. The amount of manual processes that there are running a B2B, a B2C, a middle group, there's a lot. So we need to try and help our customers cut down on their OPEX by facilitating automation. And then we can start to introduce the other pieces.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, really interesting proposition. And I think it's fantastic, all the different companies that can help out your partners in succeeding. So we've spoken a bit about AI, we've spoken about automation there. Crypto, another word that's often thrown around in the industry. But that's an area that Hub 88 has explored. So what's your take on crypto and gaming in the near future? And how will Hub 88 implement it, or how are you already implementing it?
I think it was 2014, Bit Casino launched, and it was the first ever crypto casino in the world. So we're kind of pioneers in the crypto space. From a support to customers perspective, we facilitate the use of any and all cryptocurrencies. What I'm finding personally very exciting currently is the emergence of the development of cryptocurrencies and their utility. When we break it down to its component parts, crypto is a way of two untrusted parties exchanging value. And I think if we put to one side the meme coins and the shit coins and all that sort of stuff, the reality is that it's extraordinarily clever. You and I could make a bet now, and you win the bet, then I have to send you 10 peanut coins or whatever it might be. It's just a transfer of value. And again, for us, we look at it in that way. So therefore, we can be in the middle of it and help to process it, then it helps everybody. If you look at the Telegram community, for example, Telegram has its own coin called Ton, and Telegram has 800 million monthly unique actives, and it has a wallet. I think that whether you're a bear or a bull in the crypto market and you're trying to make money out of its rise and fall, and if you hold Bitcoin, then I imagine currently you're rather happy. So I think it's the highest valuation it's ever been at. I think it's at 70-odd K at the moment. That's not really where we look at crypto. We look at crypto as a transfer of value. And we look at how we can help countries and customers in countries where the transfer of local currencies is difficult or the value is difficult to reconcile. So we offer rails to enable people to transfer things into crypto in order to be able to utilize the funds, you know, to pay them their bills.
Okay. Yeah, that's really interesting. It's definitely a topic where I think a lot of people have tried to actually make the most of it and try to understand it and try to push the boundaries. But it's a difficult area for sure. I feel like I've been hearing about crypto for years and haven't really seen as much as I expected to in the industry.
No, but I mean, I think that there's been a lot of changes outside of our industry that will help drive its adoption. You know, for example, in the US, you know, the EFT allowance, you know, with regards to crypto. There's countries which have just allowed it to become its legal tender. I know El Salvador was the first. Africa, the adoption of crypto usage is a lot higher. In fact, it's the second highest globally. Again, Africa's a continent, but talking in broad terms. But again, I think that when you want to utilize it to enable business, then it's positive. I think people have become, fortunately, smart enough now to realize what's real and what's not real. You've also got stable coins now as well. So like USDT is pegged to the US dollar. And I think that they form very useful ways of transferring value between two untrusted parties. But I think that the one thing that's still not happened is for a crypto casino to be built on the blockchain. Like, so it's actually fundamentally on the blockchain. Now, that would be interesting.
Yes, definitely. Watch this space, maybe.
Well, listen... I'm a salesman. There's no way I'm going to be building anything onto anything. So,
no, great. So lastly, what are your key goals for 2024, both in terms of growing your geographical reach as well as commercial deals?
I feel like I'm in my one-to-one here. Like, do you need me to show you my Q3 results as well?
Please, that'd be great. Yeah.
Commercially, our success is purely based on the success of our customers. So if our customers grow, then we grow. It's very binary. And the way that we do that is we have the best relationships we can with our customers and we help them solve problems. Quite similar to the crypto discussion. Everything can become far too complicated. Nothing's that complicated. When you break it down again to component parts, we're here to help people solve problems. And if we do that in a humble way, in a transparent way, everything else comes. It's when you start to not do the right things at the right times, not lose the humility, then I don't know that there's a long-term relationship to be had. And I think without long-term partnerships, there's no long-term revenue growth and the cycle can't continue. So commercially, we just want to keep everyone around the table having a smile on their face, because if they do, then we should all be good, right? And then as far as our geographical reach goes, we follow our customers. And we're at a stage in our life cycle now whereby we're able to kind of advise customers on markets that they wish to enter from learnings, that is, not anything other than having had the experience. So Africa is somewhere that's burgeoning slightly as well. It's kind of a mirror of LATAM. The same kind of volume value play. We're happy to consult and help anyone enter into anywhere as long as we all can do so in a legal fashion. So there are no bounds to the geographies that we want to be in. And I think that we stand in a good position to really help support our partners going forward this year.